Just had a quick look at Dr. Martin Rundquist's website, in fact his RSS subscription feed, and he has an article now in under his categories of his website at scienceblogs.com, Aardvark Archaeology.
An article about the Earl of Dalkeith's reef was very pretty too.
And I liked it because it refers to a site in Cockpen in just south of Edinburgh in Scotland that I worked on 20 years ago, and I'm just struck to see how this Swedish archaeologist has such a broad reach that he can touch on a number of different themes. He's talking about a poem written by a Scottish poet called W.T. McGonagall. Look him up in Wikipedia. Mac, McGonagall, 1830 to 1902. The poem he's talking about is McGonagall's The Death of Lord and Lady Dalhousie. Excuse the pronunciations. The poetry is challenging and the rhythms are challenging, but I'm going to read a couple of bits of it anyhow. Alas, Lord and Lady Dalhousie are dead and buried at last, which causes many people to feel a little downcast, and both lie side by side in one grave, but I hope God in his goodness their souls will save. He skips a bunch of verses here now. And then, 'twas in the year of 1887, and on Thursday the 1st of December, which his relatives and friends will long remember, that were present at the funeral in Cockpen churchyard, because they had for the noble lord a great regard. So you can see what Martin Rundquist means about the poetry, and but also I excavated there was a two-person crew, myself and I can't remember her name, a girl called Bridget, and crikey she worked. We shoveled and shoveled day after day. I think we were only excavating for about a week, but she had those short-handled English shovel and I had a long-handled Irish, and we really pushed it to the to quite an extreme in terms of getting a lot of sediment moved. And I believe that the director published that excavation a number of years later. Maybe I'll add a link later on. Alright, there you go. Swedish archaeologist digging up Scottish gems and entertaining an Irish archaeologist.